WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There's wide condemnation of the shooting deaths of two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington, D.C. last night. Ayelet Raisin is a friend of one of the victims.
The world doesn't understand how unsafe and insecure a Jewish person feels in Israel and outside of Israel in the world.
More than a dozen homes caught fire when a small plane crashed into a San Diego neighborhood that's home to many military families. Robert Healy is commander of Naval Base San Diego.
Our foremost concern right now is to make sure that we have the safety of our families who reside in the neighborhood.
Fatalities reported on the plane. A tie vote at the Supreme Court effectively kills the plan for public funding at a charter school in Oklahoma. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
There's still going to be a movement to try to get public funding for religious schools. There are justices on the court that seem to support that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. According to a press release, the forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products each year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs. After spending millions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April, Elon Musk says he plans to spend less on political campaigns. During a virtual conference this week, Musk said he thought he had done enough political spending. He spent at least $250 million in support of President Donald Trump's campaign last year. Musk-affiliated political action committees also spent over $20 million on Judge Brad Schimel's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign, which his liberal-backed opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, won comfortably. The city of River Falls is continuing consideration of annexing two properties along its border for a new housing development. The River Falls Common Council held a second public hearing on the proposal last week. If approved, the city would annex a Woodridge Drive property and Powell Avenue property from the town of Troy. According to city officials, the owner of the Powell Avenue property is also currently working with a developer on potential plans for a 24-unit twin home development. The Common Council will meet again on June 10th. A downtown Menominee business suffered extensive damage in an overnight fire this week. Officials say the fire started at around 10:15 on Tuesday night in the area of Main Street East and 3rd Street East. Fire crews were still on the scene Wednesday morning spraying the affected areas. Town & Country Antiques was identified as the business that suffered the most extensive damage, but authorities are working to determine how many other buildings were affected. The DOT temporarily closed some nearby streets while crews were working to extinguish the fire. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series tonight at PNC Park against the Pirates. Yesterday, the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost it home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
You get 7 hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the 9th and the 10th, showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today, and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking, and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him and I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and more mild today with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight, we crash crisp down to the mid-30s. There's a ton of sunshine on tap for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday with high temperatures getting slightly warmer, making it to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue on the road this week, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, home of WCFW, The Tap, talking about conservation and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Our old buddy Phil Itner is on the line with us, a veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, the host of the On the Edge podcast. And Itner Philip, I-T-T-N-E-R-P-H-I-L-I-P at Blue Sky. Phil, welcome back to the program. Sorry we missed you last week, but you want to bring us up to date on how things are going in Ukraine right now and this whole situation with Russia?
Well, it's a lot. There is a renewed offensive that certainly seems to be in effect.
By whom?
By the Russians. Mm. It looks to be centered on the northeast of the country, so Kharkiv all the way down to Sumy and Zaporizhia, these cities that are kind of, and oblasts that are situated in the kind of northeast of the period. I mean, clearly Russia's intention to try and get control of the access point and the logistical hub that leads into Donbass, the entire Donbass region, seems to be their priority. Nobody is saying that this offensive is at its height yet, but it does look like what was expected has already begun.
And how do you think this is going to play out?
Well, they'll take a kilometer here or there or the other place. They may get a few dozen. They may get to the suburbs of a city like a place called Kramatorsk, which is largely seen as the logistical hub leading into Donbass. But they struggled to take towns that were built for 60 or 70,000 people. Mm-hmm. Taking a town of which I'm describing is, I'm going to guesstimate here, somewhere 200,000, give or take 30, so 170 to 230 would be my guesstimate of Kramatorsk. But the point is that I'm trying to make is that they will be trying to take a city that will be significantly larger than the towns and cities that they have fought for over months, over these last three and a half years. Mm-hmm. So a city of the scale that they will be leaping up to will be a campaign that will last months, and it will cost both sides significant numbers, but it will cost the Russians more. They are not winning this war. This is a defensive war being conducted by the Ukrainians. If the Russians could take a major city, they would have already done it. They pay extraordinarily large expenses, both in men and materiel, to gain very little in terms of advancement. If it continues this way, they will just keep doing the same, and their numbers are going to call. They will at some point, I think, get past the 1 million man casualty mark, probably within the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
Going for a major city like, or even not a major city, but a main city like Kramatorsk will cost them dozens more. Going for a major city like a Kharkiv or in Odessa or Zaporizhia or Dnipro, these cities that lie upon the river, you're talking dozens more. Taking Odessa, one of the major cities, or Kharkiv, the second largest city in Ukraine, will cost them countless dozens more. This is a meat grinder which cannot be sustained forever, and it will. They are incapable. The Russians are incapable of achieving their strategic goals unless something significant changes in war. And war is fickle, and things can happen. But I do not see a way for them to achieve their strategic goals, not at this rate, even with an expanded offensive.
Unless they use tactical nukes to take out Kyiv or something like that.
Well, then everything
mess.
Changes.
Yeah, I get
well,
it.
Well, then everything
changes. That's amazing. A million casualties. That's wounded as well as dead, right?
Yeah.
So how many?
That's
how many
wounded
dead?
So much that they will not return.
Right.
No, it's estimated somewhere around the kind of 150,000, 170,000
wow.
mark
and,
for
and
the
when
dead.
You think, I mean,
some say they've crossed the 200,000 mark. I'm not sure.
So and my recollection is that the population of Russia is like 74 million, but I could be really wrong on that. I mean, that's a. I don't know why that number.
No,
it's
140. It's 140 million.
Okay, 140.
Significantly
million.
Larger.
So it's about half the size of the United States, and we lost 54,000 soldiers in Vietnam, and it convulsed our country. I mean, it brought the Johnson administration
absolutely.
To its knees. So this has got.
And
to
how
be,
many years? And how many years did we fight in Vietnam?
Right. Well, the,
you know,
the,
if you,
you know,
if
the real
you really,
serious fighting was only about a 4-year period, wasn't it?
Maybe
6-year period.
Yeah, I mean, the intense fighting was that period, as I understand it. I wasn't around.
Yeah, so Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me throw three headlines at you and tell me what these mean. These are actual headlines. Russia claims it shot down an unprecedented 376 Ukrainian drones. Ukraine says it attacked Russia's semiconductor plant. And Ukraine attacks Russia with hundreds of drones a second day in a row. This sounds like more or less good news, right? I mean, other than Russia shooting down all these drones. But the fact that they drones to be shot down is a big deal, isn't it?
Well, I mean, and it is taking the fight to the Russians. Right. You know, look, the Russians are no slouches when it comes to drone technology. But I would argue... and many would agree with me that the Ukrainians have an edge in that, you know, it allows them to take the fight to Russia, which is far more. Look, we're used to getting hit by drones in Ukraine. It's been going on for a very long time. But, you know, to give an onslaught of this kind of caliber, of this level, and more of it is on the way. Into Russia itself is a very different thing, not only because it changes the metrics of the war in terms of, you know, you are going to hurt too, but also they're targeting a lot of their, you know, their military industrial complex. They're targeting a lot of their oil industry and their fossil fuel industry, their storage capability. They're very, very good at attacking not only symbolically into Russian airspace and all that, but they're hitting targets that will incapacitate, because that's going to take a long time, their financial situation, but also their military capability. This is not by any stretch of the, I mean, this idea that has been propagated by Moscow and has been picked up in certain sectors of the West, that Russia is some sort of an inevitability. And this is exactly what they want to sell, is the idea that, you know, you better make a deal now, Ukraine, because we are a force of nature and we cannot be stopped. And the West, you better, you know, force the Ukrainians to do it because we are an inevitability. Well, they're not. And their resources and their capabilities are not without limitations. So one of the things the Ukrainians are trying to do with all this kind of stuff is to say, we are not defenseless. We are not going to just simply lay over and die, you know, that we have means to hurt you, and you are not the mythological Russian or Soviet empire that you would have us believe that you still are. Right. So, I mean, a lot of this is about, you know, keeping the fight up and not, you know, letting them just portray themselves as this unstoppable force.
Yeah, I get it. Who is Andriy Portnov, the former Ukrainian politician who was murdered in Spain?
This is in Spain, yes. He was a member of the Yanukovych team. Mm-hmm. Yanukovych was the president who was ousted in 2014 in the Maidan uprising.
Right.
Pro-Russia, pro-Moscow.
Paul Manafort helped him get into power.
Yep. A crook, corrupt, in certain in a lot of sectors here in Ukraine, seen as a traitor. Again, he worked for Yanukovych. Yanukovych worked for Moscow. He was seen by the Ukrainians as a legitimate target because he was continuing to undermine through fifth columns, fifth column efforts here in Ukraine to try and, you know, sow chaos and
division. So this might have been a Ukrainian secret police murder or something like that?
I think more likely than not it was some sort of... No, I think it was probably an orchestrated assassination by Ukrainian intelligence because they knew that he was fomenting dissent within Ukraine, and they saw him as a legitimate covert target.
Wow. In Spain. I mean, that's wild that they're reaching into an EU country. That's...
They've done it. The Ukrainians have done it inside Russia. To my mind, I don't recall a time when they have struck somebody outside of Russia or Belarus.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it's not great.
Yeah.
That they're taking the fight into, we cried bloody murder when the Russians tried to kill the Skripals in the UK. So, you know, good for the goose, good for the gander. But, you know, Ukraine is fighting for its life, and they saw this guy as a legitimate target.
Yeah, I get it. And finally, and we have about 45 seconds, Zelensky reveals significant Russian losses in Kursk.
Yeah. Their fight in Kursk was meant to draw forces away from the east and from into Donbass, and it seems to have done that. And when Russia tried to regain it, when Russia effectively has now regained it, they did the same thing they always do, which is meet waves, and that has high casualties. So
any evidence of the Russians Chinese being or the North Koreans being back or the Chinese being back with the Russians?
I don't think they ever left. I think they've always been there. They don't seem to be being deployed in levels that they used to be, but I have no doubt whatsoever that they're there.
Yeah.
And so the Iranians.
Right.
There are Iranian consultants and you know.
But not for the meat grinder.
Covert operators. Not for the meat grinder, probably not. No. And the totally DPRK, I don't think so. Yeah.
Got it. Phil Edner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. Check out his podcast, On the Edge. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by every Thursday. Really appreciate it.
Cheers, Tom.
My pleasure. Ron Wyden is exposing which phone carriers don't tell you when the government's spying on your phone calls. I'll tell you about that right after the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, I can get you up to 40% off site-wide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S., third-party tested, and free from artificial dyes and fillers. Just clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery, and they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. I love the CB, the gummies, the sleep gummies. They really work. And now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com. And when you check out, use my promo code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com with the code VIP. Product specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red. But Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, the blue and yellow sways. A mother clings to a photograph. Ukraine still breathes. Ukraine still this truth is known. We stand with Ukraine. They're not alone. Ukraine fights on with fire and grace.
25 minutes past the hour. So Ron Wyden, my senator from Oregon here, called out AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile for not telling senators when the Trump administration is spying on them. Now, most of us didn't even know that the Trump administration was spying on Democratic senators, but here we go. Ron Wyden says, while now rectified for Senate-funded lines, significant gaps remain, especially for the campaign and personal phones used by most senators. I urge your support for legislative changes to allow the Sergeant-at-Arms to protect senators' phones and accounts. He said, I also urge you to consider switching your campaign and personal phone lines to other carriers that will provide notice of government surveillance. This is fascinating. The three carriers that Ron Wyden says will tell you if the government is spying on you, or at least will tell senators, are Google Fi Wireless, U.S. Mobile, and CAPE, which I've never heard of CAPE. But anyhow, and they all started doing this, started notifying senators when Trump was spying on them, as the result of Ron Wyden's actions. Senator Wyden is just like one of the big champions of personal privacy in the United States and opponents of government spying. So, you know, you might want to call your carrier and just ask them, you know, is the Trump administration spying on me the way that they were spying on Senator Ron Wyden? Be interesting to hear what they have to say. Up next, your calls. We'll start with Jen in River Forest, Illinois. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Online right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Class 3 milk contract are trading lower midday on a Thursday. But in the grand scheme of things, these fluid milk contracts are near highs. I'm Stephanie Hoff. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Matt Tranel joins us, a dairy broker and analyst with Everegg. He has the details on pricing.
Really, when you go back to mid-May or early May, I probably should say, we were trading really the June Class 3 milk down towards about $17. Today we find ourselves really up against the contract highs for the June contract. We're trading right now at about $19.39. If you go back to October, November, we were right in this $19.40 range as well. So it really kind of goes back to kind of March and April when we were so cheap compared to the world market.
We'll get a look at those Class 3 milk prices in just a moment. Matt Tranel joining us. He's a dairy broker and analyst with Everegg. Stick around.
Wisconsin's dairy industry continues to move forward thanks to the dedication and forward-thinking mindset of the farmers behind it. From daily tasks on the farm to big-picture innovations, they're always finding better ways to do what they do best. As Gail Klinkner, a member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors, explains, it's that same forward-thinking approach that's helping shape the future and keeping the industry strong.
I think that's a huge key to the continuation of the dairy industry and what makes our dairy industry so strong. Dairy farmers are some of the best when it comes to innovation and new products. On the farm here, we're always looking to do things more efficiently, taking care of our cows, soils, and our environment. And then you think about all the different ways dairy is used in our diets today, from the processors and the innovations there in adding more dairy to, say, your creamers and different products that our consumers enjoy.
To learn more about the impact of dairy in our state and how your checkoff dollars support it, visit WisconsinDairy.org.
Welcome back as we take a look at our markets midday on a Thursday. We're going to start with fluid milk. Class 3 milk, primarily produced in Wisconsin, goes to make cheese. The June contract is down 12 cents at $19.51 a hundredweight. The July contract trading 2 cents lower at $19.63 a hundredweight. Still at recent contract highs despite trading lower today, as we heard earlier from Everegg's Matt Tranel. Moving on to grain markets, cash corn is up 2.5 cents at 463.5. December new crop corn is sitting neutral at 455.5. Cash beans are up 4.5 cents at 1067.25. November new crop beans up 1¢ at 1053.5. And July new crop wheat is trading 3 cents lower at 546.25. Don't forget to keep up with us at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook and MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and more mild today, with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight, we crash crisp down to the mid-30s. There's a ton of sunshine on tap for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday, with high temperatures getting slightly warmer, making it to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof that you actually own your own house. And if you're like me, the answer is never checked. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now. Use the promo code TOM14.
It only takes a spark before the fire grows. Not 50%, not even 10. Just the hearts of a few rising up again. From the fields of Maine to the Georgia pines, and college towns and factory lines, we're standing up, we're making noise. Everyday women, men and boys. One in every 28, that's all it takes to bend the arc, to raise the stakes. We're marching forward, hearts ablaze, through muddy roads and darker days. With hands held high, we won't be late to change the world. Just one way. No need for thrones, no crowns of gold.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Jen in River Forest, Illinois. Hey, Jen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to respond to your query about whether we think Trump would be open to an attack on our soil.
Or if he's even trying to facilitate it.
Right. And exactly. And I want to use your word spot on, because I've been thinking about that for a very long time. Not that it gives me any joy at all. It keeps me up at night because I have two young men that are my sons that are of fighting age. But I think, you know, there's a lot of things to look at here. I mean, he wants to be a war president, in my view. He wants to be a hero. And I still think, because of what happened during COVID, that he wants to thin the herd.
Yeah.
And he'd be able to make a disaster declaration and have martial law going for him, which means he'd be in control of everyone and everything. And I think that he, in his own demented mind, would think that he would have the power to ask the attackers for requests. Hey, why don't you attack Chicago? Why don't you attack a liberal area? You know,
well, not don't that you that think that he's kind of dog whistling that already and has been all along?
I mean, that's why it's in the back of my mind, probably. But and then there's the victim factor. He loves to be a victim.
Oh, yeah.
Of anyone or anything. And probably in his own grandiosity, he thinks he could rebuild America to be Trump land, you know, like rebuild the wreckage, like he wants to rebuild the other places, like in Gaza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all good arguments, Jen. I am very concerned about this. It's something that I think, generally speaking, for the American media is verboten. You know, you can't talk about it. You know, I'm not the American media.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, there you go. So, Jen, thank you. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. I think they're very lucid, and I think you're onto something. I appreciate it. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Not much, Tom. Brilliant show as always. Your callers are so great.
Thank you. I agree.
I'm going to try and get through my laundry list of stuff here. I want to tell you my vomit moment for the week, because every week I have kind of a vomit moment observing the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if you were aware, but starting immediately, I think they've already had one. Pete Hegseth is holding in the Pentagon a monthly Christian prayer service.
I know that he was actually leading this time a couple of days ago. And this is such a violation of the First Amendment and a violation of the UCMJ, frankly, I think.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting that separation of church and state is gone. And it's really just a turn on their voters who don't realize they're being backstabbed.
Yeah.
Like the new tax plan that just came out, and they keep talking about Social Security income is not going to be taxable, but they're going to make up for it by adding $4,000 on the standard deduction. Mm-hmm. Nobody's mentioning that doesn't kick in until you hit 70 years old.
Oh, and the reduction of taxes on Social Security income and the reduction of taxes on tips only lasts for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, but also don't think, we have to keep in mind that by the time the people that are getting those kind of $50,000, $60,000 a year in tips get to not pay 22% in their tax bracket, they're going to pay more than that in the inflation.
Yeah.
So everybody's breaking even, basically, or going under, except for the billionaire class, which we already figured that out. Yeah. But here's the one I wanted to talk to you about that's really crucial. You know that Trump flew in, without Mexican government's knowledge, El Chapo's family.
Yeah,
you
18 that, members. Right? Yeah, El Chapo's ex-wife and a whole bunch of his sons. They apparently bought these $5 million golden visas.
Right. They're holding El Chapo's other son, I can't remember his name, he's awaiting trial. Mm-hmm. Here's what I think is going to happen. His trial is going to depend on whether or not he will implicate the president of Mexico's involvement, you know, Claudia Sheinbaum, going to implicate her in connection with the cartels. Remember, Trump was trying to do that in Venezuela with all the governments behind the cartels, right? Because that gives them an excuse if they can label
That's interesting. I was thinking Trump would probably pardon him if the family, which is now in the United States, gave enough money to Donald Trump. I mean, all they had to do is, you know, buy $10, $20, $30 million worth of his phony baloney coins, you know, his little pictures of himself.
If he can implicate, do an affidavit that Claudia Sheinbaum and the Morena Party is involved in the cartels, then they've already got them listed as terrorists. And don't forget, those troops at the border are going to approach 10,000 very soon, including some Marines. They've got naval ships there. They've got armored vehicles. And you know what's right across the border there in, I think it's Sonora, Mexico? $600 billion worth of lithium deposits.
Oh,
that
yes.
Musk had a great deal on through a Chinese company that was doing the mining there. Mm-hmm. The Mexican government kicked that Chinese company out, and they nationalized their lithium. Instant resources.
Whoa.
So, I mean, you're going to have to look at the bigger picture. That's why I think they're going to get him to implicate the Mexican government as terrorists. Then they go in, because it's the same kind of buildup we saw on the border of Ukraine.
You're absolutely right. And you know, a lot of Americans have been wondering, you know, why did Trump create this 100-mile-wide, you know, 1,000-mile-long militarized zone, or however miles long it is? Why did he create this and militarize it? And, you know, the assumption was it was to stop immigrants. But staging for a war against Mexico, or staging for a land grab for the lithium mine, that makes a hell of a lot more sense, actually, Joe.
Yeah, that's right. And it's worth at least $600 billion. And like I said, when Mexico was paying a Chinese company like Gangan or whatever to mine that lithium, he had an exclusive contract to it. When they kicked the Chinese company out, you know how our government hates when countries nationalize their resources.
Yeah, that's why we put Pinochet in Chile, was because he nationalized the copper mines.
Right, or went over through the Iranian government who had
nationalized the oil.
Democracy.
Yeah.
That's right. And Venezuela, the same
way. And the same thing, by the way, in Iraq with Saddam.
That's right. It all comes back to the money, baby.
Yep. Yep. And the big corporations and the billionaires like Elon. Amazing. Joe, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. That was shocking but thoughtful. I appreciate it. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I want to comment on your perspective about a terrorist attack, but I just want to preface it with, we talk, the news talks a lot about what Trump is getting, you know, millions and millions of what he's getting, but what's he giving? And there's no way to know that, but it should be presenced, because he's not getting all that stuff for free or just because he's a nice guy.
You mean, what's he giving to Qatar?
Well, anybody that's giving him a leg in for the Trump enterprise to do something, he's giving something for that.
Well, I can tell you what Qatar got.
My guess.
Go ahead with your guess.
Well, that military secrets, all kinds of things like that. I think that was kind of going on in the first iteration.
Yeah.
But I really have no doubt that he would allow a war on our soil to lock it down and keep power. He feels
What kind of war? What are you talking about?
Well, you could call it a terrorist attack.
Uh-huh.
But that we get bombarded, ambushed by some country that they give permission to do this.
Mm. Yeah.
And we have, if you look at what they've done to the military and pulling out all those generals and Pete Hegseth, it's all a master plan for, I think, a whole shift in the power structure on the planet. But there's just, look at his record and what he's doing. He would stop at nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, I get it. It's not impossible. The thing with Qatar is that if you think back to the last Trump administration, I forget which year it was, but it was while Trump was president, Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, who share, you know, I mean, Qatar is just this little tiny pimple on the edge of the Arabian Peninsula. And of course, we've got the fleet, the Fifth Fleet there. They have there's a substantial American presence, which is why this was so shocking to me at the time it happened. You will recall Saudi Arabia and the UAE cut off all the food and other supplies going into Qatar. They were trying to starve them. And and Trump went along with this for a while. I mean, finally it ended. But and their shtick was that the emir or king or whatever his title is, I think he's an emir, of Qatar, was supporting terrorism. I mean, this is the headquarters of Hamas. All the senior leadership of Hamas lives there. They have very close relationships with Iran. Trump was joining Saudi Arabia and claiming that the head of Qatar was a terrorist. And so, you know, Qatar had been kind of the odd man out in the Middle East. Well, now with this $400 million gift to Trump, Qatar is suddenly, you know, one of the three, you know, caballeros. You know, it's like, they have been brought into the fold, essentially. And I think that's what's going on. I think that the guy running Qatar was looking for an insurance policy because he knew that the last time Trump was president, Trump damn near abandoned him, to the Saudis. And that would be a very, very bad outcome for him. But I get what you're saying, Holly.
I just don't think you're overstating it at all.
Yeah, I get it. I agree with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. 47 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And welcome back.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The independent state legislature theory met a skeptical U.S. Supreme Court in 2023 in Moore v. Harper, a North Carolina gerrymandering case. The Michigan GOP tried to employ the fringe theory to undo Michigan's Question 2 citizen ballot initiative, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused the case May 19th. Proponents argue the independent state legislature theory gives legislatures ultimate power over federal election rules based on a widely dismissed interpretation of the election clause of the U.S. Constitution. In North Carolina's case, the legislature admitted it gerrymandered but said it had the final say and the courts and governor had no jurisdiction. In 2022, Michigan's Promote the Vote Question 2 ballot initiative passed 60% to 40%. It enshrined multiple voting rights in the state constitution, including 9 days of early voting, guaranteeing the right to vote without harassment, offering a permanent vote-by-mail list, and mandating drop boxes and several other important voting reforms. 11 GOP legislators tried to invalidate the ballot question using the ISL theory. They argued that only the state legislature could make election law, not those pesky constituents. The Michigan Supreme Court dismissed the case in April 2024, and on May 19th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. We have more on ISL and the Michigan case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mental health is health care. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, you can save up to 40% site-wide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested and free from artificial dyes and fillers. Just clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. And they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. I love their sleep gummies. They really work. And now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. Visit cbdistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com. And the code to save up to 40% off site-wide is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. But stole the future. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I was looking at the footage of President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa in the Oval Office yesterday. Wow. This almost feels crazy to say. The meeting looked very strange. But taking a rhetorical look at it, first of all, I don't know that the videos that he was shown were unaltered. So that's my first.
Well, one of the big pieces of it, Marie, he was apparently a big piece of it was this memorial that white South Africans have built, where they've got a bunch of white crosses on this hill. And Trump said that there's thousands of dead white farmers buried there. There's not a single person buried there. It's just a symbolic thing, to begin with. And then secondly, wasn't it amazing when Ramaphosa said, "I'm sorry, I don't have a plane to give you"?
Oh, wow. That was some brilliant shade on his part.
Wow. But really what we were watching was what happens when the president of a black country meets an unrepentant, unreconstructed white supremacist. I don't see how you could characterize it as anything other than that.
Well, I think it's actually more nefarious than that, because as I was looking at Ramaphosa, looking at the footage that Trump was showing him, my thought was, this is the setup. This is either to make Ramaphosa look like he doesn't know what's going on in his own country, or that footage will somehow be used to destabilize his government. And I know that sounds conspiracy theorist. There are times I feel crazy saying the things that come to mind, but I think a healthy dose
all bets are off for Trump.
Exactly.
It was shocking. It was a humiliation of the United States on the world stage. The president of the United States. I mean, there's literally not. This morning, I read a bunch of things to prepare for this show, and I read the Financial Times. I read the New York Times. I read the Washington Post. I subscribe to AP and Bloomberg. All of them, and the Financial Times is based out of London, all of them are saying that Trump was lying about this so-called white genocide, and it's clear that it was Elon Musk who was promoting these lies. And this morning at NPR, they had a South African, I believe a historian on, could have been a politician. Forgive me for not recalling the details, but I was listening to it, And what he said was that Musk has been really pissed at South Africa for a couple of years now because they've got this law that says that if you're going to sell something in South Africa, if you're going to have a contract basically that the government approves of, like Starlink, being available for the country, that there has to be a certain percentage of black ownership. And Starlink, of course, is 100% white owned, Elon Musk. And Musk has wanted to get Starlink into South Africa. And yesterday in the White House, he accomplished that. That was apparently the whole goal of the whole thing and the whole reason why Musk set this up and the whole reason why Musk had Trump, sabotage or attack or, blindside, basically, Ramaphosa, the president, the South African president. So this is just all about, Elon Musk trying to make himself richer is what it looks like to me. I can't say that for sure. But Marie, thank you for the call. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's always nice hearing from you. So thoughtful and so well-informed. I appreciate it. We're hitting the top of the hour here. We'll be back on the other side. How the Trump administration is deceiving us and getting away with it. And, of course, more of your calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide It's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The suspect in the fatal shooting of two Israeli embassy employees outside the Jewish Capitol Museum in Washington posted a lot of material online. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Many of these writings expressing solidarity with Palestine for the Palestinian cause and some hatred, quite frankly, for the Jewish people.
There are likely multiple fatalities after a small plane crashed into a military neighborhood in San Diego. Mayor Todd Gloria.
An extraordinary effort by our first responders. I can't emphasize that enough. The limitation in terms of the additional damage on the ground is a direct result of their hard work, of their expertise, of their professionalism.
A deadlocked Supreme Court has blocked the creation of the nation's first religious charter school in Oklahoma. CBS's Jan Crawford.
It was pretty clear that Chief Justice John Roberts was really skeptical of some of the arguments that religious schools should get taxpayer money, that that would be okay, you know, despite the separation of church and state.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.